Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network. Let's head into the guest interview segment. In this hour, and the one and the only, it's Mr. Travis Osmond in studio today.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, Trav, how are you?
So good, thanks. Good to be back.
Good, good. We haven't heard you on the air for a few weeks, so I thought, well, it's probably time to get Travy on.
Well, I keep thinking I'm going to retire, Duke, but then my wife reminds me that we don't have enough to retire, so come back.
Dang that money every time, man. Dang that money. Well, we want to have you in as the weed and pest guy this time around, Leakey County Weed and Pest, and tell us what is the overall goal and scope. When you go to work each day, what is the big goal of the Lincoln County Weed and Pest?
Duke, that's such a great question. I think my goal is to make my great-great-grandfather proud of me. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. You know, Brigham Young sent him up here to help settle Star Valley. He was first state president, first judge. And, you know, I keep wondering what he would think looking down on us right now. Is he happy that I'm trying to keep the invasive species out of our area? Is he happy that I'm helping the farmers increase yield? Is he happy? You know, those are the things that I think about. I mean, other than trying to keep the valley beautiful and weed free for my kids and grandkids and great grandkids, I think that that's what I take most serious in my job. But it's becoming harder. I mean, this is not the same job that I stepped into, whatever, 14, 15 years ago. Star Valley's changed. The Lincoln County has changed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. In many, many different ways. In your role specifically, we hear all the time, man, this is such an amazing area, such a beautiful area. It doesn't just happen, right? You don't have to go very far. You don't have to cross very many state borders or even county borders in some situations to see what happens when people don't care as much. And so how big of a problem could it be, right?
It's huge. I feel like we're trying to hold back the ocean with a fishing net sometimes. And it's hard enough doing it with, you know, our county budget, let alone doing it with a population that is increasingly becoming more uneducated when it comes to dealing with the land. You know, we look at our grandparents and our great grandparents, and sometimes even just our parents. They had a tie to the land. They grew up on a dairy. They grew up on a farm. They grew up milking cows. They grew up raising sheep. But they had a tie to the land, and they realized the importance the land held for their life, for their livelihood, and to sustain their way of life. And every generation now, we get further and further and further and from that. And so we have a substantial amount of people now moving into our county that are generations removed from living off the land and being tied to the land. And so they don't understand the hard work. I know that they don't understand the hard work that these dairymen went through to try to get milk production. They don't understand the hard work that these barley farmers go through every fall and then every spring to get grain in the ground, fertilized, weeds controlled, and then getting it out to market without getting the hail and the rain and the resprouting and the disease and the fungus and all of these things that they're dealing with. And then our poor alfalfa growers here in the valley. I mean, frost is the number one damaging thing for alfalfa. Well, guess what? We get a lot of frost. So these guys are putting all of their livelihood into these crops and maintaining it, keeping the weeds out of it, so that they can have a healthy crop and not hurt the animals that they're feeding to. It's a very big thing. But every year, a larger and larger and larger percentage of our population here in the county does not understand that, nor do they appreciate that. So when they see the efforts of the Lincoln County Weed and Pest, mainly it starts with me sending them a letter, or they see a helicopter in the air. And in their minds, oh my word, we're ruining the environment, when an exact opposite is occurring. There's a reason that they're moving to Star Valley. And that reason is because since 1964, Wyoming made it a top priority to spend money on keeping our land noxious weed free and invasive species free. We work hard at that, and we take it very serious. So it's very difficult sometimes to butt heads with these people that just are not educated. when it comes to how to keep our land the way it is. If we wanted to be in Utah or wanted to let our land turn into Utah or Idaho, fine. Shut us down. Let these people have their way, and we would be completely invasive species, covered with invasive species in 3 years, completely. But we don't do that. We're good stewards of the land, and I wish that there was some way we could educate and get this information out to the public that this is a daily grind, and we're all living here. The thing that I'm getting most now. Sorry, I'm taking up all of your time.
No, keep going. Go ahead.
So I get people coming to the office. Well, I'll send out a letter because I'll see something, and it's, you know, someone will let their entire acreage become covered with spotted knapweed. So I'll send them a letter. They'll come in, and the first thing they'll say is, "Well, I bought the Longhorn Ranch." I'm like, "Okay, where's the Longhorn Ranch?" "Oh, it's on the east side of blah blah blah, blah Bedford, Aetna, whatever." I'm like, "Gosh, I'm not familiar with that. How many acres you got?" "Oh, I got 2.5 acres." "Okay, well, that's really not a ranch," but they have the big arch and the sign, you know, and they come from living on a tenth of an acre in California or wherever this play may be, and they don't know what to do with the property. I think they have in their mind that Mother Nature just grows wildflowers and grass to their eyes, and it's just, Mother Nature automatically protects it from their things like mowing too short or overgrazing or riding their four-wheelers or, you know, all these things that increase the chances of invasive species coming on there, and they just don't know what to do. And so then I come in and I will mention, you know, herbicides as a tool that they can use, grazing as a tool, and they hear the word herbicide and it just freaks them out. But if they would just get educated and quit reading the crap that is out there, that's so just nonsense. I mean, it's doable. I mean, they can turn it around and make their land useful, but they just cannot get off Facebook long enough to educate themselves correctly. So, I mean, sometimes it doesn't matter what I say; they just have it made up in their mind that certain herbicides are going to kill them, and I don't know if they plan on living forever or what, but that's just truly not the case. It's a tool. So,
Travis Hosman, Leakey County Weed and Pest in studio. Travis, one question is to again explain invasive, because when you come into an area like this, you see everything that's out here, and when you talk about trying to control certain types of plants and weeds, the reason is because they were not here originally. They were introduced, and they weren't supposed to be here to begin with, correct?
That is correct.
It is not Mother Nature at all. It was Mother Nature had it out, and then someone brought it in.
That is correct. Yes, Mother Nature created Star Valley in Wyoming. Beautiful. The plants that were here are natives and wonderful, and they live in an environment where they were kept in check, whether through insects, through environmental factors, through moisture levels. And what happens is every time somebody plants a shovel in the soil, disturbs the soil, digs a foundation, puts up a berm, plants a tree, rototills a garden, it opens the soil and allows these invasives that are coming from, whether it's China, Asia, Japan, Europe, it doesn't matter. They're here. I mean, through trade since the early or late 1700s, they're here, whether they've come in grain seed, alfalfa seed, bird seed, wildflower seed, it doesn't matter. They're here, and they are becoming this more and more established. So we're having a horrible time. So back to your question on the invasive species. So back in 1964, Wyoming said, here is a list of 13 plants and 3 bugs that are not native to Wyoming that we deem so hazardous to agriculture and to our livelihood that it is against the law for you to allow them to grow. Since that time, we're up into the 20 species now that the state deems so serious and invasive and pernicious that it is against the law. And it truly is against the law for people to allow these to propagate and grow on their property. And so that's what the term invasive or noxious truly means, is that they're not native. They don't belong here. They come in here and they're in an environment now where they're not kept in check. We don't have the insects like they did back in Asia. We don't have the weather. We don't have the water. We don't have the things to keep them in check. And so they just flourish. you only need to go to up to eastern Montana to see what spotted knapweed does. I mean, they've lost 99% of their elk population because they can't survive. They can't eat spotted knapweed. And yet, from Thane north, it's all over the place. I mean, every year, I live up there talking to people, educating people, and they think that, okay, well, we'll go ahead and, you know, work on it this fall, and then we're going to be good for the next 20 years. No, it's once you have it, it is a yearly thing that you've got to go through working to keep your land habitable and workable. And that's what that's the divide that I'm seeing between our generation and our fathers, grandfathers, and great-great-grandfathers. They understood the hard work that went into keeping their land suitable and workable and beautiful, and we're missing that. We're missing that here in Star Valley, and it's the divide is getting wider and wider and wider, and I think that's my concern as the weed and pest supervisor, that if we don't get back to why Wyoming is so beautiful in the first place, we're going to lose it.
Travis, what is the role for the homeowner, and what is the role of the weed and pest?
So the Lincoln County Weed and Pest is here to support the homeowner. So again, many, many people are moving in. They don't know what to do. They need help. That's what we're here for. We have contracts with the Forest Service, the BLM, state lands, and then we work on all of the county roads, county properties, that sort of thing. We don't spray private properties. We don't do that. But we're happy to come to your property and help you come up with a plan to keep your place invasive species free.
Travis Osmond, supervisor for the Lincoln County Weed and Pest. Travis, anything else?
No, Duke, I appreciate the opportunity. I wish that I could stand on a mountain with a big blowhorn and just scream this to people, because it's our fault. It's our responsibility. And if we don't continue to keep Wyoming beautiful the way it is, what are our kids and grandkids going to have? They're not going to have it. They're not going to have the elk herds. They're not going to have the deer herds. We recently, the Forest Service just did a big project spraying cheatgrass, which we're trying to keep off these south-facing slopes of the mountain. People lost their ever-loving mind. They thought that we were just out there killing people. Which again goes back to staying off Facebook. You've got to get educated. You've got to understand. And the fact of the matter is, the Forest Service is trying to really work hard to keep that part of Lincoln County beautiful. And so, instead of losing your mind and freaking out, it's okay to say thank you. It's okay. Our generation, we don't appreciate the work of other people, but in all reality, thank you for helping us keep Wyoming beautiful. Thank you for providing a beautiful place that I wanted to come and live in. You know, but I don't know, we're becoming detached there. And so educate yourself. One of the most popular herbicides that we use, Duke, is actually the same active ingredient that's used for blood pressure in humans. So you go to the pharmacy, pick up something for high blood pressure. It's the exact same active ingredient that we're using on plants. People don't understand that. They're willing to put anything in their mouth that the doctor tells them. But if it's coming out of a helicopter, heaven forbid, we're all going to die. You know what I mean? It's just crazy to me, the lack of knowledge and understanding out there. So please educate yourself on the proper websites and stay away from Facebook when it comes to herbicides.
It's Travis Osmond, supervisor, Lincoln County Weed and Pest. Travis, thank you.
Hey, great to be here with you, Duke. Thanks, everyone.
All part of the SVI Radio Network.